Hello, this is Tim from Two Blokes from Blighty, but before we get started with our mainline episode, we're going to hear a little message from our friends over at the Just Football podcast.
Take it away, boys.
Welcome to Just Football, a football podcast which aims to be your one-stop shop for all things on the beautiful game. Each episode will take a look at different features and aspects of the sport.
From analysing the latest results, to reviewing upcoming key fixtures, to what's going on in the news. There'll even be some quizzes and games to test ourselves. And you.
We also aim to bring you analysis of breaking events and biographies of teams, from the Champions League to non-league. No filler, no time wasting, just football.
I had a choice between wafer thin ham or honey roast ham, and I had to choose the wafer thin ham for obvious reasons. Would you like me to cut that comment, Tim?
Yes, please. I was worried about a non-smoking room and I ended up in a crack house.
Let's not take out of context that I said I'd be hanging out in a school. Tim just put his cock on the table.
I did, and now let me put the book down.
It was written in my manga comic book.
Bear with me, I'm going to quickly...
There's a bear with you?
I am so sick of this joke, I'm actually going to headbutt a nail.
That's so weird. And I just got a text from the lovely Dan.
Lovely Dan.
Oh, he's so lovely.
So lovely.
Goody, I can't wait to visit Chernobyl. Can you take me higher to a place where blind men see? Can you take me higher to a place with golden streets? Welcome back to Two Blokes from Blighty. I am one of your hosts, Joe Fitzgerald. I am joined by a confused cat under a tarp. Tim Fitzgerald, how are you doing?
I'm trying to escape. I keep running into seemingly the same wall over and over again.
You look very confused at the lyrics this week.
I don't know what that is. You tell me I come out with anime bullshit and what's this?
That's Creed.
Oh, is it?
Can you take me higher? The memey Creed song.
Oh.
You are part meme, you should know that. Tim.
Yeah.
Let's crack right into it. Pub quiz question this week.
Pub quiz question of the week. What is the most popular / sold flavour of Walkers or Lay's crisps?
My guess would be ready salted.
Ready salted. Okay. Do you want to lock that in?
Yep.
Cool. Okay. We'll come back to that at the end of the episode.
Can I have a thumbs up or a thumbs down? So it's wrong. So don't choose that.
All right. Cool. Come back to that at the end of the episode.
I've helped you, listener. You should be eternally grateful. Tim.
Yeah.
What date is this episode releasing?
The 17th of January.
And what day of the week is that?
I want to have Tuesday. What's that called?
And also, Tim, give me a number between 1 and 6.
4.
4. I'm sorry, what day of the week is this releasing?
I want to have Tuesday, but I can't remember what it is.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That's awful in the best way.
Do you want to choose another number between 1 and 6 and see why I asked you to choose a number between 1 and 6?
I'm assuming you've got 6 jingles lined up.
I've got 6 different Wednesday My Dude jingles.
Do you want to... Should we say 1 per week?
Yeah, but there's only 4 more episodes, so give me 1 more and then we'll save another one.
Okay, 2.
Okay. It is Wednesday.
I prefer the other one.
Okay, well, they've both disappeared off the soundboard forever. I will tell you is that one of these jingles, and this is a bit like Russian roulette, one of these jingles is 2 minutes long. No, so by the end of this,
the final episode of the season.
By the end of this series, we might have two-minute jingles. Who knows?
That's amazing.
Tim,
yep.
Days of the week. Are you ready for them?
I'm so ready.
We've got three options for you today. One of them might be the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. Should we start with that one, or do you want me to go in reverse order?
Go in reverse order.
Okay, National Classy Day.
As in being classy?
A day to be a classy bitch.
Sure.
National Bootleggers Day, a day celebrating the people who make alcohol illegally.
Okay.
Are you ready for this? Because yep. It's rancid. Mm-hmm. And someone in the Discord is going to be like, oh no, I've had that and it's really lovely. But it's disgusting. National Hot Buttered Rum Day.
Hot Buttered Rum? Yeah. What is that? I know what rum is and I know what hot butter is. But I don't understand how those two things mix.
Well, it says how to observe Hot Buttered Rum Day. Warm up with a mug of hot buttered rum. Use hashtag Hot Buttered Rum Day to post on social media.
I'm still without answers.
It's hot butter and rum. It's a drink containing rum, butter, hot water and sweetener. And cinnamon.
It just sounds like you fucked up a bottle of rum.
Yeah?
No, not having that one. I like rum a lot.
Okay.
So what were the other two? Sorry, there was National Classy Day.
National Bootleggers Day.
You know what? I'm going to go with Bootleggers Day, right? On the pure basis that I believe our audience are already quite classy.
I'm going to have to hard disagree with you on that one, Tim. For some reason, the picture that they've chosen to represent National Classy Day is a picture of Betty White.
I mean, she is classy.
Is she classy?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, yeah, we're going to go with that. And I'm going to go with everyone needs to make at least one grain alcohol.
Fair enough. When you click into National Classy Day, it gives you a breakdown of, it says, we are not all as graced with the same qualities as Betty White and her immaculate timing and delightful humility. However, here are some other classy, iconic women from around the world.
I'm listening.
And it's just a woman of... So, okay. Diana, Princess of Wales.
Okay.
Dead. Julia Child.
I've heard of them.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
As in Teddy Roosevelt's wife.
I imagine so. Would you like me to cut that comment, Tim?
Yes.
Okay, I'll include it in the folder of shame, which had 10 minutes added to it last week.
10 minutes?
10 minutes.
That's a lot of stuff going in the shame.
It is.
If this podcast ever makes money, like let's say we get a Patreon, that maybe has to go somewhere.
I don't know if it does. There's no no better way once you've started making money to lose said money than intentionally release your cancelable material.
Oh, that's incredible.
Would you like me to choose where we're going next?
Yeah, go for it.
Whoa, Tim, this journey means... We need to get on a train.
Tickets, please.
As a side note, Tim, this week we got some really lovely crusty bread, and I thought, oh, I'm going to make lovely sandwiches for lunch, and I had a choice between wafer-thin ham or honey roast ham, and I had to choose the wafer-thin ham for obvious reasons.
Well, for anyone who's not familiar with that train whistle, that means that Joey's going on holiday. This is a section called the Travel Agent, and I was thinking about this earlier. I want to invite people to also come up with travel plans. I think that could be very fun.
Goodie, I can't wait to visit Chernobyl.
So, your three choices this week are Snyder, Texas.
Okay.
Moab, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Or Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville. I want to go to Florida.
You want to go to Jacksonville, Florida?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Where do you want to start? Your hotel, your restaurant, or your things to do?
Let's go hotel, restaurant, things to do.
Hotel, restaurant, things to do. Okay. So, for this one, This is your hotel. This is the Regency Inn in Jacksonville.
Okay.
I'm going to send you this on Discord. There we go. Now, the reason I've put this, and I've literally written this as a comment to my link on here, pick any review.
Okay. Well, Tim, give me a number between 1 and 4.
4.
So we'll go for the 4th one down. Oh, wow. Okay. So while we're going down, I'll give you the titles of the 3 before it.
Sure.
Nasty, ignorant, and unprofessional staff. Keep your receipt on hands at all times. Oh, wow. Nasty, nasty, nasty.
Yep.
And the one that we're going to read is, does Jacksonville even have a health department or building inspector? So, by far one of the most disgusting places on Earth. This place is filthy, and I mean not even a little filthy. In fact, you'd be cleaner sleeping on the street. Roaches, ripped up mattresses, stains everywhere. Filthy towels and linens with visible stains and odours. It appears they might run the liners through some water with no soap. Water stains on the wall and ceilings. Black mould, severely stained sheets, blankets, bedspread, walls, floors, ceilings. Did I mention roaches? Yes, you did. I cannot imagine why this nasty place is still open. Where the hell is the health department and or city building inspector? Building code enforcement. Front desk staff is equally as trashy. Completely unprofessional, nasty, rude, and nosy. They kept asking personal questions, more in line with an interrogation than a desk clerk dealing with paying guest. Keep driving, sleep in your car, sleep on the street. Hell, for that matter, go and commit a crime and spend the night in jail. Yes, it is that bad.
So there's another review that's a little further down. By HVH941, and you'll know which one I mean because it's the only one with photos.
Okay.
So the photos, by the way, are the first one is like the stock photo that the website, that the Regency Inn in Jacksonville uses. The second one is the sign with the letter R falling off. And the next one appears to be a crying woman in a hotel.
Special. So the sign outside with the R falling off says special, low weekly rate, mirror for sale, $5.
So they're selling the mirrors. But I would encourage you to read that
the
review.
Crying woman.
Can you not see that?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You want me to read it? Oh, Tim, it's a long review.
It's a long one, but it is a story.
Go on then, you read it.
All right. This was the most unreal experience. I had booked the rooms a few weeks in advance. My friends and I are college students, and we were in town for the Florida GA? Florida Georgia game, I think that might be. We had to settle for a cheap hotel because most of the hotels in the area were full. I'd booked the only non-smoking room in the city. What a joke. I was worried about a non-smoking room, and I ended up in a crack house. We pulled up, and I couldn't believe our eyes. There were residents of the hotel, brackets, drug dealers and prostitutes, soliciting us for, quote, a ride to the bank before we even checked in. We had heard from some of the other people that were leaving the Regency, had moved out of all the residents. Hang on, what? We had heard that from some other people that were leaving...
The Regency had moved out all of the other resident crack addicts for the game weekend.
That's what it is, thank you. So they were left lurking around the building. We had no other option but to check in. We went up to the room and could not believe the condition it was in. There were stains all over the sheets and carpets. The bathroom was horrid. We decided we should order pizza till we figured out where to stay for the night. We called out multiple takeout restaurants and they said they would not deliver to such a dangerous hotel for fear of being robbed too many times in the past. Needless to say, we were out there as soon as possible. Some of my friends stayed one night, but I refused. They said it was terrible and a frightening scenario. We laugh about the absurdity of it now. There was a piece of paper taped to the front door of the hotel that said, mirror for sale, $5. It was also on the mark outside the hotel. Oh, marquee outside the hotel. Haha, unbelievable. As college students, we didn't have high expectations, but I hadn't even imagined something this unbearable.
Tim, your hypothetical question is, what if you stayed in a hotel and ordered food and they said, we're not delivering there because we've been robbed too many times in the past?
I'm fucking bolting the door. I'm barricading it shut.
Fair enough.
I'm doing the same to the windows. I'm not moving until it's daylight.
Till that time when you need to leave.
Yeah. Right, for your restaurant, what I'm trying to do is something nice, but one nice thing for each area we go to.
To make up for the hotel I'm staying in.
So this is Silky's Chicken and Champagne Bar.
Wow, that sounds lovely.
Yeah. Do you know what? It actually looks pretty good there. I can't decide if it's fancy or not, though, because it goes from, like, you know, sampler menus and, like, a Tuscan Caesar salad to, like, waffles on a stick. I don't understand what the connection is.
Waffles on a stick are pretty classy when you want them to be.
But, do you know what? I'm looking at the photos. It actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, it does look pretty good.
I would have this. I had some
absolutely banging fried chicken the other day from a street food van outside our local pub.
It's definitely not healthy for you, but look, scroll down to the Mexico City and look at the photo of it. Mexico City being churro style waffles, Spanish hot chocolate sauce, toasted marshmallows, and maple syrup. And it looks like they do the flamey torchy creme brulee thing on it.
Ooh, that looks good. Yeah. Although it's more expensive than most of the main courses.
I believe it's a dessert.
It's because, yeah, it is a dessert, but it's more expensive than most of the main courses.
Yeah.
It's because there's fire involved.
For your thing to do, I went on Reddit and typed in things to do in Jacksonville, Florida. And one of the top comments that came up was the Dunn Avenue Glory Hole. And so if you're not down for that, I've found you a ghost hunting thing in an abandoned school.
But I've always wanted to do the
Dunn Avenue Glory Hole. Tim, this looks terrifying.
It looks absolutely terrifying. If you look up school, it's just called School Number 4. If you look this up on Google Images, some of the stuff you find in there is horrific.
Tim, have you seen the Barden Booger?
Barden Booger?
The website you're on, just scroll down.
The little bear gorilla gremlin man.
Just a man in a gorilla costume.
The human ease of Orange Park, and it's got a monkey in a suit with beakers.
I think a ghost hunt in an abandoned creepy school, whilst not my cup of tea, I think it looks quite fitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, the area, the school itself looks really creepy. I imagine if I was a ghost and I thought, well, I'd like to scare some tourists, that's where I'd be hanging out.
All right.
Let's not take out of context that I said I'd be hanging out in a school.
Do you want to take a look at Snyder, Texas? Do you want to take a look at...
No, I don't. Let's keep them for a future episode.
Got it. That makes a lot more sense than for me finding three locations every fucking week.
Yes, it does.
All right, well, you're off to Jacksonville, Florida. What do you think of your holiday?
I'm really excited, apart from my stay in the hotel.
The hotel sounds absolutely terrifying.
It really does. Yeah. Really does not look fun. Can we get back on the train?
Yeah, we can get back on the train.
Tickets, please.
There goes Joey, powering the engine.
This monster of a machine goes 400 strokes per minute. Tim.
Yep.
Let's talk about some of the stuff that you've put on the running order. Yep. First thing, you've just put the word Berserk.
Yeah, you ever watched or read or heard about Berserk?
Never heard of it.
It is a manga that's been going since 1985, and unfortunately the author died 2 years ago.
I'm not interested in comics, Tim.
Ah, okay, fair enough. Well, I've got one of the deluxe editions of the first book, and I got it off the shelf today because I started reading it again because Peyton and I started watching the old 1997 anime version,
Can you call it what it is, please?
Sorry, kids' cartoon version. But I thought you might appreciate how fucking thick this book is.
Damn, that book is thick, boy. Tim just put his cock on the table.
Let me put the book down. Comparable sound. But no, at the moment I'm reading a chapter a day of Berserk. There are 14 volumes of books this size.
Is it in Japanese or English?
It's in English. You can get Japanese versions, but there is some Japanese text in this, mostly for the onomatopoeia, but it's...
That was a fancy Japanese word.
Onomatopoeia. that's, you know, that's not really anything to write home about.
What, the word onomatopoeia?
Well, no, the Japanese onomatopoeia. A lot of English translated manga does it. Mostly because I don't think the word, like, foo would make sense in English.
The word what?
If, like, you know, you heard a rumbling and, like, suddenly across the comic panel with the word, like, foo was written or written? Written or whatever.
Foo is written on the walls.
Foo is written.
Oh, Tim.
No. Yep, we're doing the pointing fingers at each other. Foo was written.
It was written in my manga comic book.
What else have we got on here?
Well, the Golden Globes are a big thing.
Golden Globes, it seems to just be big old award season because we've got the Golden Globes, we've got the Emmy Creative Awards, which I didn't realise was its own award show. I thought it was just the Emmys.
Yeah, I thought so too.
But no, they've got the Emmys and they've got the Emmys Creative Awards. And one of the big things I took away from the Emmy Creative Awards, Nick Offerman winning Best Guest Actor for his performance in The Last of Us.
Holy shit, what a performance.
What a performance. So, like, if anyone hasn't seen The Last of Us TV show, go and fucking watch it, especially episode 3.
The thing is, I think you could watch episode 3 in isolation.
On its own.
So if you're not that interested in The Last of Us, but even if you're not that interested in The Last of Us, give it a go, because it's incredible.
Hmm.
The episode 3 is not, and sorry, we should say spoilers for The Last of Us, TV show, because what I'm going to say is this story isn't in the game. It actually is one of the few things that deviates massively from the game. If you remember, the characters played from episode 3 in the game actually hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
They're together, they're a couple, but they've been together for so long and they just don't like each other.
Yeah.
To the point where one of them goes and kills himself.
Yep.
In the game, it's a beautiful end to a beautiful story that I'm not afraid to tell you that I cried at.
No, I mean, The Last of Us TV show had me crying multiple times, but this one hit the hardest.
Mm.
Episode 3. And just Nick Offerman, I wish I could remember the name of his partner in the show, but both of those actors just knocked it out of the fucking park from like minute one.
Yeah, the thing is, it was so good, and it was so clever the way that they incorporated actors, voice actors from the game.
Mm.
Yeah, it was just the other actor was Murray Bartlett.
Oh, okay. I can't say I'm familiar with them, but they did an amazing job.
He did an absolutely incredible job of playing Frank. Yeah, Nick Offerman and Murray Bartlett, what a performance from both of them. I might watch that later tonight because it's so good.
That episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's an incredible episode.
It is incredible.
Yeah. The other thing I've got written down here, which I took away from the Emmy Creative Awards, and they talked about this on another podcast that I listened to, and it was basically that the writer Judd Apatow, commenting on Barbie getting nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay, said it was an insult that Barbie was nominated for this, because that award is for works that come from existing material, but he argues there isn't existing material, there was a clear box.
I kind of get it.
I kind of
understand, but you can't argue that Barbie hasn't existed and has its own massive thing going before the movie. Whether or not you can argue that the movie was original enough for it to be classed as separate IP, I think there's a big argument for and quite a big argument against it.
I personally do think it's adapted, because if you consider, like you said, that Barbie existed before the Barbie movie came out.
Yeah,
like Barbie's been around since what, the 40s, 50s?
I can't remember. It tells you in the film, but I can't remember.
Either way, it's been around longer than certainly anyone who listens to this podcast has been around.
How do you know? We have I was going to say 700-year-old listener. What, maybe we have 90-year-old listeners, Tim.
I would be shocked if that was the case. I'm going to say chances are that you're probably younger than Barbie.
If you're older than Barbie, then let us know in the Discord. That's if you can get your grandchild to take your phone. No, no, that's the house phone. We want the mobile phone. Yeah, no,
that's the kitchen cell knife. Phone.
No. The one that the ring ring box.
The one God, that you talk to your brother on.
God, this is ageist, isn't it?
I've fallen and I can't get up.
It is a bit. Anyway, I think the fact that there has been, you know, a series of products, and if we're being real, there's already been a series of movies and TV shows and games about Barbie.
Yeah.
And I think the first bit of that movie is the writers of the Barbie movie, like, almost paying homage to
the original source material.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the original Barbie things never said, "I'm just Ken."
No. Anywhere else, there'd be a 10. But, like, I understand what Judd Apatow's saying in that adapted screenplays are typically something like a book has been turned into a movie, or, I don't know, a video game has been turned into a movie, for example. But it's unusual to have a toy turn into a movie, but there has been other media existing around the toy
right, that
I think is being overlooked with this statement.
I think it fits well within best adapted screenplay.
Yeah. I don't know what the general consensus is. I'm not really, you know, keeping tabs on, like, the writer space or anything, but I am coming from someone who isn't a writer but
try
has
harder,
seen the Barbie
Tim.
Movie.
Try harder.
Sorry, I'll get right on that.
But you know, I realized we did last week and didn't continue through, which we were meant to. When we spoke about Saltburn, what we were meant to do is recommend a movie for the other one to watch.
Oh, right, yes, I was supposed to give you a movie.
Well, we were meant to give each other movies, but I gave us both Saltburn. So if you want to, if you need a minute, that's okay. If you want to do one right now, recommend a film for us, Tim. Recommend a film for us and the listeners to talk about next week.
Bear with me, I'm going to
There's a bear with you?
I am so sick of this joke, I'm actually going to headbutt a nail. You know what? I am going to suggest let me have a look.
This is great content.
I know. Do you know what? Fuck it. One of the driest comedies I've ever seen, but I love it so much. Napoleon Dynamite.
Tim, you freaking idiot.
You freaking idiot. All right, we'll watch that by this time next week.
Cannot wait to watch that.
I love Napoleon Dynamite so much.
Fucking love it.
It's the most, like, nothing happens comedy I've ever seen, and it's brilliant.
The thing is, I think I've seen Napoleon Dynamite enough times. We could do that section now. I'm not saying we should, because I want to watch it again.
Yeah.
But the best bit is where he's ladling over food for the llama over a fence, and he just goes, "Eat this, Tina, you fat lard." Just a blast.
It's so good. I love the fact that most of the scenes as well were basically improvised.
Does it surprise you?
No. But the fact that those characters managed to get into such a space to be able to do that consistently.
I feel like we're just going to repeat all of this next week, Tim.
Probably.
Okay, so we have another regular section here for you, Tim.
What it is. That's pretty funny, to be fair. That joke was weak. I misread that as "that's the joke of the week."
So this is our joke of the week section, where Tim and I tell each other jokes. We're not allowed to laugh at the other person's joke, but if one of us cracks, then that joke becomes the joke of the week. Tim, I have 6 jokes for you this time.
I have 7.
Take it away.
All right. First joke, going to start off easy. What did the Jedi say to the cowboy?
Don't know. What did the Jedi say to the cowboy?
Use the horse.
I don't like that one.
No?
No. I have one that I'm going to save for a little bit, because I think I might need to bleep the whole thing.
Okay. Another one of them, is it?
It's another one of them. So I asked my vegan friend, "What does non-dairy milk taste like?" He replied, "Soy soy."
Pretty damn good.
That's not the one good. I need to beat.
No, of course.
Okay.
I just got back from the doctor for a checkup, and he diagnosed me with paranoid dyslexia. I think I'm following someone.
That's good. Good. I got a part-time job making plastic Draculas. It's great, but there are only two of us working there, so I need to make every second count.
That's really clever. That's Thank good you. Wordplay. I like that.
Thank you.
Ivan Pavlov is sat at a bar drinking a beer and someone opens the door and the bell rings and he sits bolt upright and goes, oh, I didn't feed the dog.
Good. Pavlov's dog joke. Classic. Yep. Talking about my job making plastic Draculas, I realised that there's no such thing as vampires unless you count Dracula.
Very good. Very, very good. A proctologist is going to pay for his groceries by check, and when he goes to sign for his name, he pulls out a rectal thermometer and goes, oh, damn it. And the cashier asks what's wrong, and he goes, oh, nothing, some asshole's got my pen.
Very good. I thought that would get me. I really had to concentrate not to. Are you ready for my beeped one? Please don't laugh at it, because I'm just going to have to beep it again in the follow-up.
Sure. All right, that's good.
Did that count as a laugh?
It does not count as a laugh. I got a smile. Okay. I had to very much stifle it, but it's very... That's a good one.
Good.
A woman walks into a library looking for a book about Pavlov's dog and Schrodinger's cat going on adventures together. And the librarian says, that book rings a bell, but I'm not sure if we have it or not.
Not mad at that one.
No.
No, I told my 90-year-old granny that joke. It wasn't funny, but she still pissed herself.
It took me a minute to work out what you were doing. That's pretty funny, to be fair. That joke was weak. I misread that. That's the joke of the week.
There you go. That's the joke of the week, Tim.
The joke of the week.
Your streak. How does it feel?
You know what? I lost to a worthy opponent that this week. I'm fine with it. Yeah.
What was funnier, the joke that won or the one that got beeped?
I think the joke that won was funny because it caught me off guard. I thought you were just making a comment.
The thing is, it's in my list of jokes, but the joke itself is, I told my 90-year-old granny a joke today. It wasn't funny, but she still pissed herself.
Yeah.
What I did was put you down in the process, which obviously is a trigger for your humour.
Yeah, it's, that's how you get me, everyone, with joke of the week.
That is how you get Tim. Tim, also in here, you've got something called Ben and Jerry's Flavour Graveyard.
Yeah, so while I was doing research for the travel agent bit this week, I stumbled across something in Wayford, Vermont. And it is a graveyard that Ben and Jerry's have for their flavors that they don't do anymore. But
an actual graveyard.
Click the link, have a look. It's an actual graveyard, and they have full on eulogies, like poem style eulogies on all the tombstones. But if enough people want a flavor back, they can request a resurrection.
What the fuck?
What the fuck are Ben and Jerry's doing?
That's so weird.
It's really, Ben and Jerry's is a weird company. You've heard about the thing where it's like employees can have 3 pints of ice cream a day.
No, but there's a number of companies that do that. It stops people stealing from them.
Yeah, but can you imagine? The thing I like to imagine is if it's mandatory. No, please, I can't take anymore. But if you click into any of the this one here called Economic Crunch, by the way, in ice cream flavor, and it gives you the years they were active, and it gives you the kind of thing that it was, and it gives you a little poem to do with them.
Well, yeah, that Tim.
Oh damn, that's crazy.
Oh damn, that is crazy. So Tim, I have WhatsApp installed on my computer.
Me too.
If someone sends me a WhatsApp when we're doing this, it pops up, and I just got a text from the lovely Dan.
Lovely Dan.
Oh, he's so lovely.
So saying, lovely.
You tease too much with your bleeps of the week. Can you remember what the bleep of the week was last week?
No, I've not listened to the episode yet.
It was what I named my plant that's up there. So we called it Peter Plant. Can you really not remember what I bleeped?
No.
I'm going to send it to you in Discord because I can't. We've already had our bleep of the week, so I can't do it again.
I'm just going through some of these flavors. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Now, do you remember why we bleeped it?
I do remember. So now let's just say it's topical.
We're doubling down on the bleeps for the week. Tim, don't worry about the flavors. We've got enough stuff to get on with. Do you want your hypothetical?
Oh, might as well now, yeah. Didn't I already have it with barricading the hotel door?
No, you didn't. We still don't have a hypothetical jingle.
Ah.
It's two minutes long. The music is. Hopefully it'll get done by the end of the series. Who knows? Maybe it will, maybe it won't. For now, just imagine a fucking hilarious song.
Sure. Sing one out loud to yourself, audience.
Can you just laugh for me? That is how funny it was. Brilliant. Tim, you walk into a room, a hotel room in Jacksonville, Florida. No, you walk in and there's someone in your room already. This is your hypothetical. What do you do? You walk in and there's someone sat on the bed watching TV.
If I'm honest, I'd probably just say sorry and go back
down. No. Hold on. So, Tim, you enter your room.
Yeah?
Come on, we're acting out.
Oh, I'm sorry, I must have the wrong room.
Hold on. I think I know you.
I get this all the time.
Are you the guy who put business cards under all of the doors at the hotel room that said, I'm going to enter your room at night, I am at Wembenba on everything?
That is my handle, but it's not me that's done that.
There's something on here about intercourse with animals. You don't remember that from last week, do you?
No, I don't.
I think you might be in my room. What number's on your room key?
2187B.
This is a massive hotel.
It's a huge hotel.
2187B. Well, this is 2187G.
Oh, sorry. I held the card upside down. It looked similar. Don't mind the fact they're all capital letters, but I'll just go find B now. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Great hypothetical.
And then, no, sorry, you've gone to 2187B.
All right. Chick, that's the door opening.
Oh, what? Excuse me, what the hell are you doing in my hotel room?
Oh, sorry, my card says it's 2187B.
Well, this is my room.
What room?
I've just got out of the shower and I'm not wearing any clothes. This is technically an assault.
Well, I'm deeply, deeply apologetic. I'm happy to get out to the front desk like a rational person.
Why would you suggest that I would do that? I'm wearing a towel.
No, me go to the front desk, not you.
Hold on, are you at Wembenba on everything?
Yes, I am at Wembenba on everything.
The problem with going down to the front desk is 2187B, we're actually 7 miles from the front desk.
Well, I'm going to have to make that commute because otherwise I have nowhere to sleep.
We could cuddle.
I'm not sure if I want to do that.
But I know you. You're at Wembenba.
Okay, but I don't know you.
I'm at Slade Plays Games.
Oh, I didn't recognise you, Slade, in your towel.
I didn't recognise you with that hat on. good hypothetical. Well done, you spoon Slade.
Okay, great. That's the outcome.
Yeah. You've put something here about people retiring.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen. There's a bunch of large names on YouTube that have all retired in the last month, and I want to see if you've had any experience with their channel.
Okay.
Matt Pat from Game Theory.
He was an actor in the Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
He was. He said, that's just a theory, a breakfast theory. And the audience went, ha, 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 ha.
Have seen a few of his videos, didn't think much of them. That he's retired, good for him, but could not care less.
He put out a statistic in the video noting that a little under half of his videos were FNAF related.
Yeah.
I mean, can believe it.
Could not care less.
No. Tom Scott.
Heard of him, seen one of his videos, I think. Didn't think it was very funny.
He's not a comedian. Are you thinking of Tom Scott?
No. Tom Scott.
Oh, the guy who does like informative stuff.
I don't know. Let me Google a picture of his face. Yep, seen him. He was in a comedy skit thing.
Oh.
Might have been a one-off, but didn't think it was very good.
All right, cool. He's also retiring.
Couldn't give a shit.
All right, and then lastly, Captain Sparkles.
Never heard of the guy.
One of the biggest Minecraft YouTubers. He's been going since like the last 13 years, and now he's like, I'm stopping. I'm bored.
Can you guess what I'm going to say next?
What?
Could not give a shit.
There you go.
The thing is, he's been doing Minecraft for 13 years and is now bored. Tim, tell the listeners about our Minecraft experience and what I said to you today.
I got a server last week on Minecraft on the Discord. If you play Vault Hunters on Minecraft and also want to join our Discord and not blow anything up that we've done already, thank you, feel free to join. We've been playing for about a week straight, building castles and doing raids.
A week straight is generous. About an hour to 2 hours a night for about a week.
But you said, Joey, today when I got on, I'm a little bit Minecrafted out. We've been playing all week.
The thing is, for a game with endless possibilities, I feel like the possibilities end fairly quickly when you're as brain dead as I am.
I think this is why I don't like survival games so much nowadays, especially open world survival games.
I don't agree. I feel like there's more of a threat in those games. So Sons of the Forest is a great example.
Yeah, but that's what, like, if you compare that experience on your own to that of an experience with other people, like, I can't stand playing Minecraft on my own these days, but with friends, yeah, why not?
Yeah. I don't know, because I was thinking about in Vault Hunters, the difference between that and vanilla Minecraft is you go in and you make these vaults, and the vaults get progressively harder, and then you exit and you reap the rewards of that. Not that different to Lethal Company.
No, not.
I really want to play Lethal Company.
Yeah. It's been a couple of weeks since I played Lethal Company.
I'm really excited to play it. I'm going to stream it next time we play it because it's going to be modded to fuck.
It'll be very, very fun.
Yeah. Am I keeping you awake, Tim?
Sorry, no. I haven't been sleeping great for the last couple of nights.
Probably serves you right.
Probably.
Tim.
Yeah.
I am Keanu Reeves.
Hello.
I am Keanu Reeves. Canada's greatest stuntman. Riding a motorcycle is like being a puppy, isn't it?
Impressive cock.
Impressive cock, Tim. Tim, yep. Who is Keanu Reeves taking their breath away this week?
I think he's teamed up with Nick Offerman and he's taking everyone's breath away. Only those two people together could do that.
Murray Bartlett not included?
Yeah, but I couldn't remember his name.
I think he's taking over Murray Bartlett's role, even though I think Murray Bartlett was incredible. Nick Offerman's character just gets two people to love him.
Yeah, that's who I'm going with. What about you?
I'm going to steal your answer. It was beautiful.
Okay, well, if you're stealing my answer, then I'm going to go with Judd Apatow.
Who?
The guy who was complaining about Barbie.
I'm going to choose Barbie then.
Okay, this isn't a game of like noughts and crosses. You can't just like keep trying to cut me off.
Yes, I can, and I will.
Right. He's taking
away.
Where
do you want to fucking go next, Tim?
He's taking away the Northern Boys.
But I take away his breath.
Okay. Well, now he's taking your breath away.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. All right.
Great. Might cut that out. Who knows?
Who knows?
Tim.
Yeah.
Anything you want to plug?
Not really.
That was a lovely sliding scale. Anyone you want to shout out?
Who do I want to shout out? I'm going to go on the Discord right now and just pick a random user.
Don't want to shout out your girlfriend or?
I mean, yeah, sure, but like, I'm just going to pick someone from the server. I'm going with McLovin on the Discord server.
I'll shout out Jess then.
All right, good.
Shout out to you people. Also, listen to Casting Views, Just Football, Talking Smack, all those good things that we've plugged on here before, including the Nerdstalgic, Casting Views Between Two Pods, all that fun shit. And Tim, anything you want to say?
Take that, you bastards.
Take that, you.
Oh, wait, pub quiz question.
Okay.
What was the most popular flavor of Walkers or Lay's crisps in terms of sales? Joey, any other guesses?
salt and vinegar.
No, it is cheese and onion.
Well, I've lost all faith in humanity. Take that, you dirty cum slut. See you in a bit. Bye.
Ooh, another white boy with a podcast.